And 6:06, it is clear and 30 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 55 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is here, Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. The lines are long, the crowds are large, but not as large as in past years. It appears that some people took advantage of the shopping that was available yesterday. Many stores were open for Thanksgiving. Well, while today is Black Friday, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. It is a day to urge you to shop the mom-and-pop stores in the community. The Small Business Administration is supporting the day. The administrator for the Oklahoma region is Yolanda Garcia Alvarez.
Actually, this was started 3 years ago by American Express, and they created Small Business Saturday to focus on supporting small businesses and supporting strong communities across the United States.
She says 2 out of every 3 jobs created in the U.S. will be created by small business. Well, thousands of needy and hungry Tulsans turned out for free Thanksgiving meals yesterday throughout the city. The Salvation Army alone fed nearly 1,000 people at its Center of Hope yesterday afternoon. Authorities here in Tulsa say 2 people are dead after a fire broke out at a mobile home. Firefighters responded to the blaze about 2 o'clock yesterday morning. Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's agent, Terry Farrell, says a 35-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman were found dead in the home. Farrell says that 2 other people did escape the fire, which destroyed the mobile home. Investigators have not yet determined the exact cause of the fire, but the agent says that there were at least 5 space heaters found in the home, with at least 1 near the source of the fire. Well, if you've not done so yet, get a flu shot. The Tulsa City County Health Department's Caitlin Snyder says it is an important protection, especially this time of year.
It's the best way to prevent yourself from getting the flu, so we certainly recommend that everyone receive an annual flu vaccine.
She says as people gather for family gatherings and parties, the flu bug generally begins to spread. The federal government has denied a claim for death benefits filed by the widow of an Oklahoma City police recruit who died after a training accident. The government says that Kelly Chase was ineligible because he had not graduated from the police academy, had not taken the oath of office, and was not commissioned as a police officer. The Fraternal Order of Police in Oklahoma City's president, John George, says Chase's widow is appealing the federal government's decision. The City of Tulsa and the Metropolitan Environmental Trust encourages you to recycle your Thanksgiving fryer oil with them on Sunday. The City of Tulsa's Christy Sharif explains the purpose of proper disposal.
Instead of pouring it down the drain or in somebody's backyard or any other method of disposal that someone might come up with, we wanted to give them a correct disposal method so that it keeps our drains flowing, their drains flowing, our sewer lines flowing, and doesn't cause blockages and raw sewage to back up out of the sewer system.
Now, you can recycle the fryer oil from 10 to 3 on Sunday at the Central Met Recycling location. That's at 34th and South Sheridan. Our weather forecast, sunny with near normal temperatures today, a high of 55. Tonight it'll be clear, not so cold, 34 for an overnight low. And tomorrow a mixture of sun and clouds with a high of 59, partly sunny on Sunday, and a high of 56. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.